8:50 a.m.
All right, I just wanted to call in and talk about
the
topic of independent women.
Yes.
I think it's an epidemic, honestly. I think somebody in the 80s went out into the world and told all women, especially African-American women, that we are independent. We should be able to take care of, we take care of ourselves. We got our own car, our own hair, our own dog, this, that, and the third. And I think we have taken it too far. Because now, the confusion lies with both the false independent woman and the men that are in the world. So my take on it is, I think women are getting confused. Like, you are supposed to be able to take care of yourself. You should be able to pay your rent. You should be able to pay your own car note and your insurance, because that's just regular survival needs. And you should be able to do that. I don't know what age is appropriate to say you should be able to do that, but to brag about it and say you're independent, I think we get lost in translation on that. And the second part of that is, I think that we started something by telling brothers that we don't need them, because now what you see in the streets are a lot of brothers who are not confident. They don't feel the need to lead. And then some of them are too afraid to lead because they got women in the household that's ready to take that responsibility. So when we do it, we complain because we think the dude can't step up where he should be able to step up more. And then we raise boys with that mentality by taking care of them and not teaching them how to just take care of themselves first. So they grow up finding women who will take care of them. So I think this whole thing is it's really a problem in our community, and I don't know if it's going to go away, but that's what I've noticed. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so
what is your opinion? What is an independent woman to you?
An independent woman is just simply, or even an independent man is just simply someone who can take care of themselves. And that is what we are all shaped to do, is it not? I mean, when we're little, we go through the school system and then we go off to college for the intention of taking care of ourselves. So an independent woman is just someone who can simply take care of herself, and she should be able to do that. That doesn't deserve a reward. It shouldn't be a star that she gets. She just simply can take care of herself. But to say you don't need a man because you can do those things is retarded. I mean, I don't mean to use that term loosely, but it's not a smart thing to say we don't need our men because I can do these things myself. I think that's a lie. I think we do need our men. I don't know about you, but we need our men. We need men in this world for many reasons, not just to pay a bill or to take care of us, but we need them for so many reasons. So I don't know who started that either, that we don't need a man because we can pay our rent. I mean, I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. And I think that men are getting it confused too, because now the roles are reversed. So they don't know how to take care of a woman or how to lead. Now they're looking for women to take care of them.
Well, that's true too. Dang.
And I think men need to be independent. So let's talk about the independent. He's also the one that can pay his bills and take care of himself. So should he be running around saying, "Well, I don't need no woman. I can get a car note. I mean, you'll hear a brother say that. And it doesn't make sense for him to say it, because those are things he should be able to do for himself. So why would we go out in the world and tell people that? Why would we do that?
Well, D Little 09 said that you was on point. We just got a tweet
why
in.
Why would we do that? And yeah, why are we doing that?
I don't think that you should, but I know that offline, I know we can't keep you too long, but I know offline what I was telling Stoney is, I think I don't have a problem with allowing him to be a man, but I have a problem with him, with me trusting him with me. So I trust him with us, but I have a problem with me trusting him with me.
Okay, so I can understand that. I can relate to that too. It's being able, okay, so first, I think you have to look at your experience, though. If most of your experience was with people who didn't have a sense of independence, were men who didn't normally take care of themselves, and if you have been mostly in a position where you have to show someone how to do something, then I think you can develop mistrust that you can meet somebody that doesn't require that level of leadership from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to drop the idea that you can do it better. And you will have to truly be, you would have to really trust that, first of all, you should pick, first of all, when you pick somebody, you have to determine with time if they are someone who you can trust in the first place.
Right.
Can you trust them to take care of you? Can you trust them to do those things? And you need time to determine that. And we go too fast in relationships, so we end up being with somebody much faster than we need to be. And then we get surprised to learn that, damn, this person, they can't do nothing.
Right.
Or it's not really what I need. So, I think that happens because we're too fast and our expectations are unrealistic. So, I think you can find out whether or not that somebody can trust once you have determined with time that they can be trusted with bigger responsibilities that you can share together.
That's true. So what do you think about dating? Are you for dating multiple people or just dating one person at a time?
Well, I learned with my sister, who is a great teacher, that in this world today, you do have to, you do need to stretch yourself a little. And I think you should date. Dating is just like what we saw on Seinfeld. You meet different people. Some of it's short-term, some of it's mid-term, and you determine if any of these people will be long-term for you. But you can't make that determination. I think you can meet one person and make that determination, but dating means that you should stretch yourself and open up to possibilities of seeing different people so they eventually can determine which one of them deserves your time.
Right.
So I think a person, you can meet one person, and that person, if you're doing your work and you are selecting people mostly, then I think you can meet one person and date that one person and it leads to something rather than seeing multiple people. But I also think you can see multiple people with that same mindset and eventually get to the person that you'll end up spending most time with. That's what I think.
All right, cool. And thank you for your thoughts. That's what it's all about, is people expressing also what they think. We don't want to pull the Oprah effect and just tell you what we think. So thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you, Ms. Understood.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I think I agree. She says that she believes that it's an epidemic with the women. Like, we shouldn't brag about us having this and being able to take care of ourselves, because you pretty much should already. I like the analogy of the man going around talking about he don't need no woman because he can take care of himself. Wouldn't it be weird though if a man started doing that, like tweeting pictures, like, you know, he got this, whatever, I don't need no woman. I think that would be weird if a man was doing it. Right. The ones that want women, they do. I think they already had to understand it. Right. S-E-X. Oh, girl, your mic wasn't on. Okay, say that again.
I don't even remember.
You said men know what they want.
Oh, okay. Men know what they want from a woman. That's why they don't have this problem that we have, because they know what they want.
Right.
And once they get what they want, I mean, whatever. If they want more, they'll stick around for more.
Mm-hmm.
But they already know what they want out of something.
I can't even see her. Draven is actually sitting on my lap right now. This is so weird. But I better take the love when I can get it. We are coming back with Stoney's Tips right after this, and then we're going to get out of here. So let's... Don't do that. We're gonna play Pink's Just Give Me a Reason to Let Go. That's all I have to say. Give me the reason and then we can let go. You agree?
I definitely agree.
All right, we'll be back. 4 minutes. Consider this.
Right from the start, You were a thief, you stole my heart, and I